Do you have the right to flip off a cop? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. In 2018, Vermont resident Greg Bombard was stopped by a Vermont State Police Sergeant, Jay Regan, who thought, mistakenly it turned out, that Bombard had flipped him off while the two were driving in opposite directions on Main Street in the town of St. Albans. The trooper then interrogated the motorist aggressively. After that, the aggrieved motorist, while driving away, in fact did give Regan the middle finger and for good measure added, "Asshole and f*** you." In response, the cop pulled him over a second time, and this time arrested him and charged him with disorderly conduct, a charge that ultimately was dismissed. Later, on a Christmas day, some people who had read about this story called the police and shared their feelings. A dispatcher claimed erroneously that one caller was the motorist Bombard, who was again issued another criminal citation for again disorderly conduct, this time by telephone. A charge also thrown out because he hadn't called the cops at all. The story ends in the summer of 2024, when Vermont, for its unconstitutional actions and the grief it caused, paid Bombard $175,000 in a settlement. Because the First Amendment does protect impassioned, impolite communication with the cops. Although, as a practical matter, the police have the power to arrest, even when they don't have that right. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.
I wanna, everybody's here.